When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Side Hustle School friends, listeners, community, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to today's edition, at least. New episode every single day, 7 days a week since January 1, 2017. And this is our segment known as Failure Friday. I'm excited about this. This one's a good one. Chicago coffee roaster grinds to halt. That's right. We're going to hear a story of a business that didn't go so well. You normally hear about business ideas and projects that are up and running or something that seems to be going in the right direction. In this case, not so much. It is, in fact, a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. Well, that's the description for Failure Friday. Today, you're going to hear one of those stories, specifically a Chicago coffee roaster who tries to cash in on a caffeinated side hustle. But was it a pour-over decision? Like a poor decision, you know, but like pour-over? Okay, I had some fun with that, but you're probably ready for the story. I understand. Let's hear from Bill. His name is Bill. About this particular struggle, I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hey there, I'm Bill, a passionate coffee lover from the heart of Chicago. It was this very passion that percolated the idea of starting my very own coffee roasting business. I envisioned turning the Windy City into the Coffee City. As it turns out, I might have been too late. Coffee is everywhere here. Well, let's start from the beginning. To kick things off, I invested in some prime quality beans from Ethiopia and Colombia. A roaster that seemed to have more buttons and knobs than an aircraft cockpit, and an aromatic chicory wood. I promised a unique Chicago-style roast. After countless hours of taste testing, I finally developed a blend I was proud of. I was confident with the product. Plus, having a business in a city that consumes caffeine like it's going out of fashion, it seemed foolproof. My eyes were on the big prize, the bustling coffee shops and cafes lining Michigan Avenue. Ah, but here's where the grind got rough. I quickly discovered that whilst I was brewing up grand plans, Chicago's coffee scene was already saturated with strong, established roasters. Making cold calls led to cold responses, and my pitch meetings felt more like pour-over missteps than freshly brewed successes. Most people simply wouldn't take my meetings or even accept a free sample. Don't get me wrong, I did land a few small contracts, mainly from friends and a couple of the neighborhood cafes, but the revenue wasn't enough to cover the overhead. As weeks turned into months, the realization dawned that while I loved coffee, I didn't quite know the business grind as well as I thought. My dreams of becoming the next big roaster started to drip away, one cold brew drop at a time. But here's the thing, I'm not bitter, even if my first batch of beans was. This whole escapade taught me that passion, though an essential ingredient, isn't the only one. I'd overlooked the essence of market research, understanding my competitors, and truly distinguishing my blend in a market brimming with options. If I could do it all again, you can bet I'd do things differently. I'd spend more time building relationships, perhaps starting with pop-up stands at local events to build a loyal clientele. I'd collaborate with other local businesses from the beginning. Most importantly, I'd immerse myself more in the Chicago coffee community, learning and iterating based on feedback. For now, I've pressed pause on my roasting dreams, but who knows? Maybe one day, with a refreshed strategy and the lessons I've learned, I'll give it another shot. After all, in coffee and in life, it's all about finding that perfect blend. Thanks for letting me share my story, and thanks for all you do.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That's the theme of Failure Friday. Bill, I really appreciate you sharing that story. I love coffee. I'm drinking several cups of coffee a day, just in case you can't tell, listeners. But I have to say, of all the businesses, being a coffee roaster is not one I would want to jump into. Many years ago, I sold coffee like as a reseller. This is like more than 20 years ago. But there's so much competition. There's so much competition. It really elevates coffee. It's why coffee is so good these days. But I think it's a hard business to just crack into. So I totally understand. Maybe it's better to just keep drinking the coffee, apply that caffeination towards some other business ideas, at least for many of our listeners. But Bill, again, thank you for sharing the story. Listeners, if you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2449. And that's pretty much it. Try to keep things rolling here, give you something interesting, motivational, helpful every single day. That's all for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.